Circular head real estate matriarch Betty Kay sells agricultural property in the dairy heartland of Tasmania. She's been travelling to China for over 5 years, attending trade shows and promoting the state's dairy industry to would-be investors.
5 years ago, after the GFC and the drop in the milk prices, when they actually went to almost half the price, the reception was wonderful and we really couldn't get enough information for the Chinese investors.
She says the Chinese investors want to spend big money and want very detailed accounting information.
They definitely want more information than our Australian or New Zealand investors. They try to work out the profitability of a farm, on how many cows can be run on the dairy platform area. They want to know, like, your milk solids, your costs, expenses on a dairy farm, down to the grain. There's just so much more information that's required.
What kind of size and amount of money are Chinese investors wanting to spend when they're looking into investing into this industry?
At least 30 million plus, and I know the ones that I'm talking to at the moment will be 30 million plus, up to 100 million. They want to look at bigger enterprises.
And that's no surprise considering China is the largest importer of dairy in the world. China's imported about 1.9 million tonnes of dairy worth about $6.5 billion last year. And as the country's family planning policy is relaxed and population of 1.4 billion grows, there's predictions that so will its thirst for milk. But despite Betty Kay and other real estate agents' efforts in taking portfolios to China and bringing Chinese investment farm tours around Tasmania, very little has come to fruition.
36 we've got for sale, and whether they be conversion, whether they be beef, runoff blocks or dairy. Do you give in? Do you give up? It's just getting the investors here and convincing them that this is a wonderful place to buy farms.
Why is it so hard to convince them that?
I really don't have an answer, I don't think, for that one at the moment. I just can't understand why some of it hasn't gone yet. There has been some out here, but I do know that the Chinese take longer and you must have patience.
So it seems the liquid white gold may have become a bit murkier and soured of late. China's dairy imports fell slightly in the last 12 months, and China's domestic dairy industry has suffered from a flood of imports and stockpiling of milk powder. Dairy farms are dumping milk on the ground and culling animals, and the optimism around Chinese investment in the Tasmanian dairy industry is not a picture that's been as bright as it has been in the past. Large dairy farm, Van Diemen's Land Company, which has about 25,000 cows, has been on the verge of doing a deal with Chinese investors for years. But despite many rumours and speculative media reports, there's been no announcement of a deal. Circular Head real estate agent Betty Kay says one reason for this could be a big difference in the way that Chinese investors value land.
They like to work out roughly between $8,000 and $9,000 per cow. It's not going to be our $12,000, $13,000, $14,000 an acre. We're talking about a whole different way of working out where they see a value of a property, and it goes down to that milking cow and how much that cow can provide the investors.
Do you think that that's a realistic way of trying to value a property?
No, I don't personally, because it depends farm to farm. Some farms would have their young stock on the farms, others would have just off. But no way that an investor's going to invest money in something that's not going to work for them as well. They'll put their money somewhere else.
You're listening to The Country Hour on 936 Hobart and ABC Northern Tasmania. And I'm Alex Blucher, bringing you a special report on Chinese investment, or the lack of it, in Tasmania's dairy industry. About 17 farms have been sold in Tasmania in the last 2 years, with 7 in Circular Head, 4 in the northwest, and 3 each in the north and northeast. But most of those are to existing dairy farmers and companies, not investors from China. And while China might seem like a bottomless pit of millionaires searching for resources and property, competition for those investors' time and money is stiff.
Tasmania is competing with just about every other state, country and territory in the world.
Simon Henry is the co-founder and CEO of Zhuwai.com. It's a real estate platform which brings together Chinese investors with international real estate and investment opportunities. There are 16,000 Tasmanian properties listed on the website. Of those, about 150 are agricultural.
The world is all looking towards China as potential investor in various projects. So Australia is competing with the USA, South America, Europe and Africa for this investment in projects. I think the brand identity of Tasmania wasn't terribly well known until a couple of months ago. Tasmania is also competing with other Australian states for Chinese investment.
What should Tasmanian real estate agents and large dairy companies be doing to try to attract real investment from these Chinese investors who are often working through middlemen and agents to actually get any deals done?
The reason why you take on investment is so you could actually either increase production, increase productivity, or be able to ship more products for export. Tasmania, being where it is, does require a larger amount of investment. Are they able to scale? Are the opportunities big enough? Can the benefits be realised from an investment in a place like Tasmania, as opposed to a Queensland, New South Wales, or Victoria? But also just getting the brand known of Tasmania known from both a tourism and education and an investment cycle. The more people who visit a country, the greater the investment happens in that area.
And he says Chinese investors are some of the most savvy in the world.
Never expect a Chinese investor to pay more than market rate. They do their research, they do their homework, they know exactly what an asset is worth. Pricing is absolutely critical, but then also correctly positioning the product offering in terms of what is the opportunity, how can it scale, and what are the benefits which can be gained from an investment in this sector.
There's hopes the dairy industry in Tasmania is the white knight of the state's economy, and it's been touted as ripe for Chinese investment. Late last year, the Tas Invest Summit took Chinese delegates and potential investors on dairy tours in the state's north. This coincided with the red carpet welcome mat being rolled out for Chinese President Xi Jinping's visit to Tasmania late last year. It caused a flurry of social media and went some way to putting Tasmania on the map in China. But real estate agent Betty Kay says that same welcome mat hasn't always been rolled out for Chinese investors.
For some, as soon as you mention Chinese, their bristles of their neck start to rear, but there's not very many farmers who won't sell to the Chinese given the opportunity.
And Simon Henry says that some Chinese investors have felt that their money isn't welcome, particularly when talking about farmland.
In the media and the press in China, you do see a lot of stories about people saying that Chinese aren't welcome or Chinese investment isn't welcome. We see it as being treated very differently from other international investment. It seems to be a bit of an irk which pops in as soon as you find the potential investor is from China. I think it's a little bit of a learning curve and something which has to be grappled with internally about do we want investment in Australia? If the answer is yes, then the investment where it comes from shouldn't be of concern.
Despite these challenges, real estate agent Betty Kay is determined to keep pushing.
We will see something down the track, whether it's in my time or not, but I think that we will see investors come in and they will soon see the beauty of and the productivity that can come out of Tasmania.